Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foamball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Hey, today on Friday, we're knee-high, maybe a lucky bigger set at the right tides and the right spots. Swell is coming out of the east at about 1.2 feet at 8 seconds, and that's just not pushing up a lot of size. Winds are going to be out of the south-southwest at around 8 miles per hour this morning, and that's going to hold fairly steady throughout the day. Today's tides are low tide at 10 a.m. and high tide around 5 p.m. For this weekend, we'll be a touch smaller, shin high with occasional knee high sets out of the east southeast at 8 seconds, but cross shore winds are going to keep conditions on the lower end. High tide for Saturday is going to be 5 a.m. and low tide 11 a.m. We have another high tide around 6 p.m. Sunday's looking a touch cleaner, and that swell's going to hold in that shin to knee high range at 8 seconds out of the east southeast, but southwest winds are going to go pretty much offshore, and that should groom things up pretty nicely. Again, not really going to be really big, but that east-southeast swell with southwest winds could make it decent for people with bigger boards and places that handle those small southeast swells like Jetty Park there in Cape Canaveral. Looking ahead, Monday we're going to be down to the small to near flat range as that swell kind of dies out a little. We might see a little knee-high bump for the midweek, but other than that, I'm not really seeing too much going on for next week. So quick cams update, I replaced power supply there in Melbourne Beach, so Melbourne Beach is back up and running. I'm going to head to the Cocoa Beach Pier here in a few minutes and see why the South Cocoa Beach Pier cam is offline. It looks like internet's good, so it's probably either something with the camera, the cable, or the power supply. My bet right now is probably power supply because we've had a lot of lightning lately, and those little power surges just like to eat those power supplies no matter how much protection you put them behind. I've been keeping an eye on the tropics, but with that super El Nino out there kind of tamping everything down. And also, I don't know if you've been keeping an eye on those sunsets, but that Sahara dust is in full effect right now, all the way across the Atlantic, all the way to here. So yeah, just everything's going against any kind of storm formation right now. But I will be back on Monday and have a look and see if I can see anything coming down the pipes. And until then, as always, keep an eye on the cams. That is the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks so much for checking out Surf Guru.